Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Bet365. My name is Marcus Speller. His name is Jim Campbell.
Hello.
His name is Luke Moore.
All right.
And his name is Pete Donaldson.
Hello, everyone.
It's a very happy new year when Pete Donaldson returns unscathed from Dallas.
Donaldson!
La 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 la!
You say unscathed.
Pete Donaldson!
La 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 la!
Sorry, everyone, I was supposed to be in the last one. Yeah. I had many things to say about much of the feast of football we've been enjoying over this festive times, but I was stuck at an airport for like two days, and I still don't have my bloody baggage.
Suitcase. It's going to be hard to locate it if you can't remember the name of it.
I mean,
what have you lost? I don't
apparently
know.
It's in Boston.
Is it? Okay.
Didn't go to any of those places.
Nice part of the world, though.
Nice part of the world.
It's on brand for Donny, that. Very on brand for Donny.
Peter, what did you foolishly leave?
I left my house keys in the said luggage.
You're having problems with those, aren't you?
Checked in his house keys. That's a schoolboy error.
Well, you guys managed to get out. I couldn't get in.
You say we managed to get out. You came home and let us out. It's not the same, is it?
So I had a lovely time. Happy New Year, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to all of you for still being alive.
Thanks.
Yep.
Another year.
With every year that passes, it's more impressive.
I agree. Indeed. But we're all here now. We're all ready to talk about the FA Cup third round.
I love third round weekends. One of my favourite weekends of the season.
Yeah.
By far. It's very, very romantic. Reminds you of being a kid as well. I love it.
Very low camera angles on a lot of the matches.
Indeed.
Because of the
lot of swearing picked up.
It's
probably the premier weekend.
A lot of patronising. A lot of patronising BBC features about players who have otherwise have day jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well done. That's a great goal for a plumber. that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Any fixture with any sort of potential will lead to some sort of reminiscence about the time Wimbledon beat Liverpool as well in the 1989 final.
Ronnie Radford.
Starts this early, Ronnie Radford. Yeah.
Ronnie Radford is coming out later in the show.
Right.
Well,
Keith Houchen's header.
But if that's not a reason to stick around, I don't know what is.
But already, Jim, there's a big link to that Wimbledon-Liverpool Cup final because Stourbridge's goalkeeper, Matt Gould, is Bobby Gould's grandson.
Is he indeed?
How about that?
Very good.
Obviously. Look forward to the VTs about that.
Yeah. That should be pretty good. He said that he's a bit crazy too.
If you say you're crazy, though, aren't you just a bit of a knob?
Yeah,
rather than someone who's legitimately crazy.
The people who say they're crazy are the type of people who wear like a comedy tie on a Friday in the office. Yeah. You're pointing the finger, Mark. I'm not going to say who you're pointing the finger at, but I agree with you.
And so does Jim.
Yeah.
But yes, there's a big one that we're going to kick off with, Spurs versus Aston Villa. I mean, that
Spurs are cock a hoop. Never mind cock on ball, they're cock a hoop.
Have they got the depth for this fixture, though?
Well, Villa.
Steve Bruce has definitely got the depth.
Well, it's decreased a lot. His depth, hasn't it? To the man's credit.
True.
Well, I don't know,
though. He
could swallow only half a sod.
One at a time, gentlemen.
What is wrong with you two?
But yes, it's just been the Christmas period, of course. So
yeah, so Brucey will probably be prime Brucey.
He may have replenished.
He may have basted himself.
But it's lovely. Can Brucey cause an upset?
I think the main thing about this is, are we forgetting who it's helmed by?
Who is it helmed by?
It's by Mike Dean.
Big in a way,
are Spurs and Villa even really relevant to this game?
No, could be anyone. Could be any team, couldn't it? Big old Fagouli's red card was rescinded, much to Mike Dean's chagrin.
That's right. I love the fact that Fernandinho's wasn't.
No.
Yeah, Pep Guardiola,
for a good reason. Well, they got theirs rescinded. Oh,
just get in on the act.
Again, you don't understand the rules in this country.
I would be annoyed if I was working for West Ham and I had to get that red card rescinded because his name's really hard to spell. It's just like, do we have to? I mean, he meant it, though, didn't he?
It's worth it in the long run.
West Ham, their fourth red card out of five that have been rescinded.
That is an astonishing... I'd love to know how many points that's cost them.
Who's negotiating
that? I don't know what the standard is for getting decisions right in refereeing and stuff, and I'm led to believe they get a huge percentage of them correct, but that is not good enough. 20% is not good enough.
You know what? There's another funny one as well. Mike Dean has sent off a player from the opposition the last three times he's refereed Spurs.
That's true.
So
He's got a very... Spurs have got a very good record in games that have been refereed by Mike Dean. But how good were Spurs against Chelsea? They were very good. We have to say how irresistible they were.
Yeah, Villa would not be relishing this one.
Well, Chelsea threw everything at Spurs, and Spurs managed to just keep them at bay. Yeah. And Villa don't have 1% of that throw at them.
As a non-Spurs fan, the most impressive thing for me was just how in control they looked. Now, I understand if you're a Spurs fan watching that game, having a history of supporting the club, as many fans of different clubs do, you know, you're never quite relaxed, you know, There's examples in the past of teams throwing leads away and that stuff. But to me, as a neutral, they never looked in any sort of trouble.
But it's generally been a sort of figure of their play this season, isn't it? And in general, they sort of, you know, established themselves as being quite dominant in games last season in particular. But as you say, they don't...
But to do that against a team who's won 13 league games on the spin is impressive.
I go back to, you know, when they drew that West Brom game and it was, you know, it was a period considered a little bit of a blip. They were quite unlucky with the circumstances of them getting the draw. But throughout the whole game, they looked in control. And they do. They're in the driving seat now. That is their style of play, isn't it?
I only remember Norris making one save. In the entire game.
Down to his right, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good save as well, it was a sharp one.
But you're right, though, because they could have panicked. They could think, oh, blimey, we're 1-0 up against this side, we've got 13 wins behind them. And they didn't. They always looked in control, as you say. And how Victor Wanyama.
He was fantastic.
Magnificent. Look, I mean, it showed that the... What's nice about that is when he was at Southampton and he sort of down tools a little bit, one could argue.
Well, there's a reputation that he's had following him throughout his Celtic and Southampton career that he loves... Let's call him Hollywood Vic. he loves the big blockbuster game.
That's right.
He's not so interested in a different one. He had a bit of a blip of form earlier this season. Mm-hmm. He wasn't brilliant at Old Trafford, for example, from what I remember. But he was irresistible.
But it shows you the quality of the player and the intelligence of the player as well. To go into a game like that and for him and Dembele to go toe-to-toe with Matic and Kante.
And they dominate
as well, to play so well. And obviously, Wanyama, he does like a big challenge at times.
Oh, yeah.
To show that discipline, tactical discipline, as well as physical discipline, I suppose, was quite magnificent. I mean, he is an absolute specimen, of course. But you match that with, as I say, the sort of intelligence of the play, the timing of the tackle and all. Spurs have got themselves a wonderful player there, if they can keep him interested.
That's one of the things that's impressive about Pochettino's coaching as well. Obviously, he's very tactically versatile. And he has them playing in a very sort of entertaining way, but their fitness is insane. They have so much energy and they use it to their advantage, and I think that's, you know, perhaps something that gets overlooked.
Well, it was interesting, what a good job he's doing. Interesting that he went for a 3-4-3 against Chelsea.
I was really hoping he would do that.
Did he not do it against Watford when they won 4-1? I think he did, which was probably now. He thought to himself, against Watford, they should win that game. They did. They won it very handsomely. Should have been more. And he thought, well, if we almost like, not trial it out, because he's probably had a tinker and you've got, you know, training and whatnot, but do it there so the players are in the groove for the Chelsea match. And my goodness, they were, because Everton tried to play, I think it was Everton who tried to match Chelsea and got hammered 5-0.
Yeah, you know, and Chelsea were very, very good. Obviously they won 5-0, but they were amazing.
Because Chelsea changed to a 3-4-3 after they got beaten 3-0 by Arsenal, have won 13 games on the bounce. So to try and match them when perhaps it's not your starting position was a bold thing to do, but my goodness, it paid off.
Well, the player
It was
a fantastic match. And the player I was most impressed with, actually, obviously Dele Alli scored a couple of goals, but was Christian Eriksen. Because in a game,
what a player.
Well, in a game of such like intensity and tempo and attention on it, and the subtext of the rivalry between the two teams and Chelsea's winning run, for him to be able to be so calm and find so much space so regularly and be able to lay on those two goals, for me, was genuinely very impressive. You could argue one of the best performances of any player this season, just in the context of what they went on to achieve in that game over a team who've been so good.
He's done well as well to come back from a period when he was starting to get a little bit of criticism for not influencing games in the way he had last season. But again, he's another one who's just sort of pulled his socks up and got going.
Is it fair to say Courtois was a little bit
flappy for the second?
Oh,
or
massively
maybe,
so.
Or maybe not flappy. He sort of
he ended up down a black hole.
I thought to myself, give it the old Schmeichel then. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Yeah. I mean, going forward to the Villa game, the Spurs are obviously going to have to they're going to rotate players. They're probably going to rotate their fullbacks, aren't they? And I like the look of a young Harry Winks.
Partly
because I like saying the name.
Yeah.
And partly because he looks so young. And some of the Instagram photos I've seen of the Spurs squad and Harry Winks, he looks like one of their kids. He looks like he's having a tour around the dressing room. So it'd be interesting to see if he plays. And one thing it's worth pointing out is Aston Villa are far better at home than they are away from home. Mm-hmm. They've not lost a game at home in the league this season. But away from home, it's going to be a tough ask for them. It really is. I think in a way, the FA Cup third round draw this time around has been quite unkind for those who are looking for upsets, because a lot of these lower ranked teams playing the bigger teams, they're playing them away from home, which is not obviously ideal for
Arsenal away to Preston.
Well, there you go. That could be the one.
We can keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's a late kickoff on Saturday as well, isn't it? So, pile on the pressure of everyone else not doing it.
Aston Villa are 10-1 with Bet365 to cause an upset. So £10 returns, £110 including stake.
Indeed, yeah. Villa have sold Rudy Gusted to Middlesbrough.
Yeah. They have, yeah. He's featured a lot off the bench this season, hasn't he, for Villa? And he's not a prolific scorer at all.
Which is amazing when you think that has got him a move to the Premier League.
To Middlesbrough, who need goals.
They do, exactly. They are scratching around a little bit.
I mean, he's not a better option than Negredo. It's simply
no, but the thing is, I'm not sure we had time to mention it last time round. Maybe we did, I can't remember. Apologies if we did. But Negredo's performance at Old Trafford and his performance against Leicester at home, it was night and day. He really wanted to play against mainly Old Trafford, and he was everywhere. There were some periods of the game against Leicester, which Middlesbrough dominated, by the way, where balls will be coming into the near post, really good balls, and he was just watching them. He wasn't even making the basic near post run. So, I mean, the thinking behind Gusted might be that, you know, he might push Negredo for a place. Yeah. He's at least going to do his doggies and work hard.
And also, Karanka never substitutes anyone anyway, so he's not going to get on.
Also, if they do go down, you've got a player who's decent at that level for next season. So,
maybe that's what they're playing for.
That's
how I got him in.
Jim,
it's important to build for next season.
Don't they? That's how mad it's gone.
Have a 6-month holiday in the Prem.
Just watch. Find your feet in the Premier League, because we're going to need you for the championship. But I mean, Spurs are going a very way. If they continue like this, will they have their own private jet decked out in Spurs colours and players like Arsenal have now got one?
I smell another stick to beat Arsenal with.
I'm not wearing this. Yeah. Arsenal have got their own. Obviously, they're sponsored by the stadium and all Emirates and so on and so forth. But they've got their own private jet now to fly them to Champions League matches.
Makes sense.
There's players on the side of the jet as well. Now this is where it gets a little bit funny for me, because you've got Giroud, Sanchez, Ozil, Bellerin and Cazorla on the side of the plane.
Yeah.
If you were another player,
for many reasons, that's probably going to be repainted.
I'd say for four reasons.
I was about to say
that's going to attract birds, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cazorla's adorable Giroud face.
Yeah. Would you not get a bit annoyed if you were Cazorla and you think, come on, put me on the plane,
stick me on the wing?
Yeah.
get him on the plane.
Yeah. They should have like, who would it be? Walcott and I don't know.
Yeah, Walcott and maybe Oxlade-Chamberlain.
No, Walcott on the wing, really hitting it.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting annoyed.
Drew on the nose. Yeah. I often wonder with the Peter Cech thing whether they don't use Peter Cech for a lot of marketing stuff, because they don't know whether to use his skull cap or not,
true.
Because younger fans might not even recognise him.
You could have Cech on the fin.
You could.
Just his face at the top so you don't see what the headgear is.
Okay, there must be so many first aid kits on that plane.
Apparently there's a shower on there.
Shower?
Yeah.
Well, it's a private jet. I mean, you'd hope so.
You would hope so, yeah.
Listen, talking about
most Spurs fans would describe those players as showers anyway. So.
Old Spelsy talking like he's not experienced a private jet at a sponsor's pleasure. Outrageous.
I haven't. I'd be very happy to tell everybody if I have, but I haven't.
Protesting too much.
I'm not protesting at all.
How did you get here today, then?
2 days ago, I would have got on any plane to get home.
I was about to say, if any of us have been on a private jet, it's old Donaldson.
What, just the
one? Well, no, he wasn't even allowed on a commercial one.
So that's the way he's told it.
I'm on a no-fly list.
There was a weird reason you couldn't get on it, wasn't it?
Lightning. The lightning, if lightning appears within 3 or 4 miles of New Orleans airport, no planes allowed to fly out of certain gates.
I bet you're great at asking him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I will say, though, it's probably a good thing, because your death will almost certainly be quite weird.
Well, lightning, I'd take a lightning strike.
I think Well, when I think of how old Donny, who told me earlier, by the way, that he tried to rebrand himself at school to PD, but it didn't work. Like he's some sort of Puff Daddy.
No, actually, it did definitely work.
Oh, it did work.
It did
work.
It was a successful rebrand.
It's obviously worse now, isn't it?
Because he went back to school recently and it was something like PD.
That's what the Hartlepool Mail reported me as.
If you don't mind, I was
local radio DJ, PD.
If you don't mind, I was talking about Pete's death. I was just thinking, you're right, Jim, you tapped into something there, because the way Pete's going to die is almost certainly going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
And something...
quirky.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, do I spend too much time with him? Do I want to be collateral damage?
I don't know, because I think the story won't involve other victims.
Yeah, that's true.
It will be about PD.
Whenever we go anywhere, we always fly separately.
Yeah,
for this reason.
Like the people who...
Because we hate each other.
And go on different holidays.
Yeah, yeah.
At different times. Yeah. West Ham are playing Manchester City. This is the opening.
This is a potential banana skin, isn't it? Pep.
This is the opening third round tie of the weekend's action, of course.
On Friday night, is it not?
It's on Friday night.
Traditional Friday night football.
It's going to be a big one. West Ham's £6 million bid for Jermaine Defoe was rejected.
Well, that's obviously going to be rejected.
Yeah. But that's very low given the time of. The season that they need him for, and West Ham have already said they'll go back in for him. But it's like, you're wasting your time.
You could make an argument that they wouldn't accept £100 million.
I was about to say, Jermaine Defoe is probably the most, in terms of relationship to the club, he's probably the most valuable player in the Premier League. Because if Chelsea, say if they sold Diego Costa, it would be, I don't think they would, but say if like China offered them £200 million or something, in the January
Stop
transfer.
Stop linking yourself with China.
He's still out there in the second division. It's been a good one. If Chelsea sold, say, £200 million or something, they could go out and get someone. They could just throw money at Griezmann and Atletico Madrid and get him in or something like that. Sunderland, if they sold Jermaine Defoe, would definitely go down.
Well, like I said before, Sunderland have historically always overspent in the January transfer window because they panic, because they're always in the same situation.
Yeah.
They can't afford to do this time. They've been told there's no money in the pot, so it would be obscene.
And
they also need it.
He's also going to become even more valuable. I mean, if you look at the percentage of goals and assists he provides for Sunderland, obviously it's very high, might even be the highest in the Premier League. Uh-huh. But the reason they're going to need him even more is because I think they're the team hardest hit by the African Cup of Nations players. They're losing, I think, three. So they do really need him. So West Ham, I know Defoe's 34 and clearly has no sell-on value. And
35, I think.
Okay, even in today's market, he's not worth really hardly any money. But the reality is, as I said earlier, £100 million they could offer, and they could feasibly say no because that's how much it's going to be worth to stay in the Premier League.
Yeah. Guaranteed, though, his hamstring will go February 1st.
Yeah, right.
Snap. Outright.
But it's true, though. I mean, West Ham going after a 34-year-old, in Jermaine Defoe, it's like.
They have another problem as well, because Simone Zaza, who obviously hasn't set the world alight, if they play him again, they have to buy him permanently. And Bilic has very publicly said, we're obviously not going to do that.
I thought he'd gone.
Simone Zaza hasn't set the world alight. He hasn't even lit a single match.
He
hasn't lit a match in a wind tunnel. He's done nothing.
You can't start a fire without a spark.
No,
literally can't.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart, Luke.
You have done that many times.
Right. And I don't want to burn down your house for the things you've done.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah.
Is the FA Cup a wanted or an unwanted distraction for Pep and Man City?
Well, I think he has to make an effort to at least go far in it, because could you imagine the tide of criticism City would get, and Pep Guardiola personally would get from the esteemed gentleman of Fleet Street if they went out here.
Yeah, he's had a bit of a
rough week, because he gave an interview exclusively to NBC in the US, and he talked a bit about
not having the history,
Man City not having the pedigree of some of these other clubs. I think he might have listed Man United in that list.
The point he made was actually quite interesting, in which he said, we have to think of ourselves as a bigger club, more successful. He's turning the attitudes around, especially in the Champions League. And, okay, Man City got to the semi-final of the Champions League recently. But Guardiola was right. Manchester City need to think of themselves as, we are like a Barcelona, we are like a Bayern Munich or something. We are the big boys, because some of the mindsets that exist with some of the people there who will have remembered City only a couple of handful of years ago, they weren't the big side. I mean, Mark Hughes was managing them not that long ago.
Kevin Keegan was managing them.
A better one.
Stuart Pearce was managing
them. Even better.
Stuart Pearce deliberately put David James up front for them.
Exactly. No, but what I mean with Mark Hughes is he's a decent manager, but Mark Hughes is not an elite level manager. Yeah, exactly. He's not top end like that. So he's trying to change attitudes, and he said, and so you think to yourself, yep, all good, yeah, with your Pep, that's excellent. And he said, we don't have the history of the likes of Juventus, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, this is Manchester United.
Pep,
listen to the first bit now.
We run like a little bit of experience here and there of like interviewing footballers. But you can't move for like press advisers and
I can't believe
how has that even got out? How,
I know,
has,
yeah.
how have they let him
it's
get
Gary,
away?
It's Gary Cook-esque.
Yeah, it is.
As soon as the first syllable came out, man, let the PR go in. Man, it's tied in here.
But yeah, Man City are 7-1 with Bet365 to lift the FA Cup this season. So £10 will return you £80, including your stake. It's not a bad way to get yourself up and running and win an FA Cup. You know, obviously it's easier said than done, but they'll have huge designs of winning that game to West Ham. They will.
Mancini won an FA Cup with him, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, get on board with him, at least.
And even a big club like Man United won it last season. So, according to Pep.
Man.
And before we go to a little ad break, Brentford versus Eastleigh.
Yes.
This is a nice one.
It is a nice one because Martin Allen is manager of Eastleigh, possibly.
Old Mad Dog.
Oh, yeah. One of the most bizarre managerial careers you could find in England, I think. I
mean, and fashion statements he's made.
And he used to manage Brentford, of course.
Yes.
He took him to two playoff semi-finals.
He's managed everywhere, isn't he?
Yeah.
That is definitely a man who doesn't call himself mad. The term mad dog has come from somewhere else.
I'll take dog.
Yeah. I've probably talked about it on the show before. A very robust, shall we say, midfield player.
Yes.
Played for Portsmouth, actually, for a little bit towards the end of his career.
And West Ham,
he was very popular down at Portsmouth. But he's also knocked out... Did he knock out Sunderland when they're in the Premier League?
I thought you were going to say an individual player.
Oh, he probably did. Yeah. He's definitely done that. But the reason I say this, I think he knocked out Sunderland when he was manager of Brentford. And he may have even knocked out... Oh, no, I think they drew against Southampton away when he was at Brentford in the FA Cup. He got a bit of a reputation of having these weird ideas to knock out teams.
Right.
And when they went down to Southampton, they ended up, I think they drew 2-2. And he was in the local press down there at the time because he was running. He was as motivation.
Oh,
he was
running.
That was a different one. That was him as well. But that's
okay,
what he is.
Right.
He was running naked into the Solent, getting all these players. Come on, let's go over a swim in the Solent. It's freezing.
Which is the Solent on the coast?
It's the south coast. Yeah.
But he wasn't naked.
I think he wasn't. He was either naked at the river or naked in the sea. One of those. Was naked.
Wasn't the but the river one was. I think he'd just taken over. I can't remember which side. And they'd gone on like a bit of a run, and there was a river there, and he thought to himself, right, I'll gee him up. You know, like you get some sort of...
That was somewhere up north while he was on an away game with Brentford. It was with Brentford as well.
Oh, was that with Brentford?
He's done most of his finest work at Brentford.
The riverside.
Did he not dive into the river and, like, he climbed up the other side of the bank or something?
So come on, you lot.
Yeah, he was, like, trying to gee him up, I'll lead from the front.
He should manage in Porlo, shouldn't he, really?
What you're referring to is I think I'm right in saying there was two players on the riverbank having an argument. And they were talking about going for a swim in the river naked.
Right.
And from nowhere, Mark Allen came along, dived in and swam it, and got out the other side and went, don't fucking say you're going to do so, I can not do it.
You can see that, like...
I sort of respect that.
With his spinnaker out.
You've got no choice but to respect it, have you? You're probably going to get chinned a lot.
You can see he'd be popular at Portsmouth, and also, you know, why so much of this has happened almost at sea, because in years gone by, he would almost certainly have been a pirate.
Oh, yeah,
that sort
of
boat. Land can't contain him.
But he's also managed Barnet four times. No disrespect to Barnett, but who manages Barnett four times?
Just correcting what he did badly the first time.
Steve's back. Steve McLaren's back. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
And Eastleigh are obviously doing very well. They're in mid-table in the National League at the moment. But they up until about 2002, they were ninth tier. They were Wessex League. So
it'll be a great day out for them.
It will. Well, there's a lot of subtext to this game. So it's going to be an enjoyable game to watch if it was on TV, which of course it isn't, because everyone's obsessed with doing Sats Premier League games instead.
There we are.
Raw VT.
We're going to be back with the FA Cup after this. Watch out now, it's getting too hot to handle. The freeze company
falls around. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Speaking of television, Liverpool versus Plymouth Argyle.
Mm. Well, this is a potential banana skin for Liverpool. This is a, sound the upset klaxon, Pete. Press the button. You got you. Press the upset klaxon.
Any old button.
Talked about this earlier.
Oh, Pete. I mean, every studio has an upset klaxon.
It's gone on a.
That's
not right. Now you use that.
Sorry.
They're not going to get G'd up for an upset listening to that.
An upset is ironically meant to be quite a fun thing. Better.
It is better, but it's not brilliantly better, is it?
Pete, what have we told you about your klaxon?
No, listen, you couldn't say this was a dictionary definition of a klaxon. Yes! Yes! Biffy Clara!
Right, shall we do that again?
The Biffy Clara, right, Pete.
Oh, we're ready.
Plymouth are going to Liverpool. Sound the upset klaxon.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now we're talking. Well, let me tell you one thing. Only Pete Donaldson's Newcastle United have won more away games than Plymouth in England this season.
Wow.
They've won 9 and Plymouth have won 8. And Plymouth are going to Anfield and you guys at Liverpool better be scared.
Well, speaking of Pete's, I wonder if Plymouth mascot Pilgrim Pete will be there with them.
Is he the mascot, yeah. Pilgrim Pete?
Well, yeah. Who's this guy, Pilgrim Pete? The idea of travelling around is very much within his remit.
I would have thought so, Jim.
Pete's scratching his head there. Does that impinge on my image, right?
Is that,
yeah.
Tell me about, is that me? Is that one of the many personalities fighting to get out at anyone's time?
Is that why I go down to the West Country in that scene?
Yeah. Is this why I black out for days at a time?
I definitely signed up for something like that.
What does Pilgrim Pete look like? Don't say Pilgrim.
Everybody looks like you.
Hitler.
I don't think you can get that Hitler.
I don't think that'll be a popular mascot, or maybe in the modern climate, possibly.
Depends
it might
what
be.
Part of the country you're in.
Yeah. Hey, let me show you get a picture of Pilgrim Pete.
It's not an audio feed now.
No, and I can't see the screen.
He doesn't look like Pete. He looks like he's got a big ginger beard, is that? Or a tash?
Yeah, almost
ginger,
like a leprechaun.
Pete can't grow a beard.
A big ginger tash.
There we go.
Right. Anyway, so Plymouth are by anyone's standards, Plymouth are in decent nick. Yeah. And I think that Liverpool are going to rotate a lot of players.
Yeah.
So we might have a little bit of joy here, and I think this one might even be on the television. So, what I said earlier, this is a good game to watch.
Stephen Gerrard has said before the game, hasn't he, that winning the FA Cup isn't enough for Liverpool this season.
All right,
does that help? Putting on pressure from the sidelines,
manoeuvring into sniffing distance of the hot seat.
Quite.
He's seen the. Well, I saw Liverpool fans won't thank me for fueling this fire, but I saw Klopp linked to the Barcelona job today.
Oh,
and so Gerrard's obviously seen that. Gerrard and I obviously take the same newspapers. He's seen that. He fancies a bit of a manoeuvring.
Well, he could
heard
do
it here forced first.
Very much forced.
Yeah, you heard it here fourth. What you said,
Fraser Forster will be signing.
Yeah, true. I think second place in an FA Cup would be a pretty good season for
not
Liverpool.
For Stevie G.
No, maybe not so. Maybe not so.
They won so many league titles with him there.
Plymouth have got
there. It is
there. We go.
Come there's on. Your horrible week on Twitter.
Yeah, Jim, I've got nothing else.
David Goodwillie plays for Plymouth. Something we can all get.
Is that right?
Pete,
what?
Pete, you know his thought process.
Yeah, I know. I know. I heard him last week with his nonsense.
Here I am doing the research. Here I am doing the research for the show. Oh, here's a man with a funny name.
No, I'm just saying he was a hot prospect.
He was
right.
No, I want to hear this.
Yeah,
what are we talking about, David Goodwillie?
I just think it's a bit of a shame because Goodwillie was a good young talent.
He was a.
Yeah.
Come on, Jim. Have you got something to add about the Goodwillie?
Sorry.
Yeah. Marcus, what you're trying to say is he had a good career up in Scotland. No, but then he went to Blackburn, didn't really work out for him.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I'm happy to bail you.
And he's got a funny name. Yeah. And he's popped up at Plymouth.
Yes.
There he is.
Just wait for it, okay?
It's been a very, very hard transition for him.
Penis.
Like a big spurting cock.
Here's hoping Plymouth don't get shafted at Anfield.
God, Bennett.
Peter.
What have I done?
Just saying, ease yourself back in. You've missed a couple of games.
Right.
It's your own fault. Ease yourself back in.
I just...
Lightning does strike twice, clearly.
I just think he just plays around too much.
Oh, good willy.
Use your willy or get off the pot.
Yeah, okay.
All right?
That's fine. Liverpool, they're going to win this, surely. We're talking
they're
about...
They're going to rotate players, is all I'm saying.
Look, Plymouth, they're very hopeful of promotion this season in
they
League
are.
Two.
They know this. They lost last time out in two really good results for Portsmouth, actually. Portsmouth won and Plymouth and Carlisle both lost, which is great. And Portsmouth are on TV tonight, so if you can speed it up, I wouldn't mind.
Plymouth, of course, 6 points above Pompey in League
Is it still
League
six?
Two. I think it's six, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was four. You're probably right.
Maybe.
Don't look at the league table, mate, when you're a Pompey fan.
You really think Portsmouth are going to get promoted this season?
No, I've never said that.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah,
do you
really think that?
I just saw a little hope in his eye and I thought, let's put that out.
Knocked out the FA Cup already by Wickham.
Yeah.
So, not worried about that.
I went to see Hartlepool on Boxing Day, and the one thing that struck me is that that level of football, their physiques have got so much better in the last 10 years.
Yeah, they're almost, it's so funny, it's like an inverse thing. They used to be not worried about it, and now it's almost like it's all they've got.
Yeah. I'm a footballer, check out my six pack.
And if you turned up for the Christmas show, you could have talked about it.
I know, yeah. I was in Hartlepool watching Hartlepool.
Yeah, it's your problem.
Indeed,
mate.
Yeah. You mentioned Wickham, they're obviously playing Stourbridge. That could have been Portsmouth's tie.
Could have been.
But it isn't.
Listen, you say that as someone who doesn't support Portsmouth. As someone who does support Portsmouth, I'm pleased we didn't get knocked out by Stourbridge. I'd rather get knocked out by a team who's actually in the football league.
Well, you've seen your team lift the FA Cup at Wembley.
I have.
Not many people can say that about their sides.
No,
and then fall into hell. That's what happened.
Yeah. But I'd do it again.
Yeah, right.
In fact, although Marcus doesn't officially support a team, Pete is probably the only person on the show who hasn't seen his team lift any sort of trophy.
Inter Toto.
Exactly. Yeah.
I've actually got a few facts. I was going to say it with the Newcastle bit, but I could probably do it now.
Go on.
Newcastle are 50-1 with Bet365 to lift the FA Cup. So £10 returns £510, including the stake. It will be their first major trophy for 62 years and give them a chance to win their first charity/community shield for 108 years. Still, at least they look like to compete in the top flight again next season on the 90th anniversary of when they last won that.
Oh.
Something I prepared earlier, mate.
What I like that is you managed to combine a Bet365 odd.
Yeah.
And you just mugging me off.
Easing you back in.
Lovely.
Many things he is, but the consummate professional.
Yeah.
I'm a researcher.
Done nicely.
Birmingham are playing Newcastle, of course. Can Rafa's men get back to winning ways, Peter?
What a terrible few weeks where they just haven't turned dominance into domagals.
That Blackburn result was awful for you.
It was terrible. So many chances and just didn't manage to do it. So, yeah.
But then Zola could mug you off.
Well, listen, on this show, we hate blowing our own trumpet, me particularly. Mm-hmm. They haven't won a game since Zola took over.
Is that right?
Haven't won a game.
Well, Birmingham.
Since they hired the Gianfranco Zola name as their manager, they haven't won a game.
That's
so
right.
A name alone isn't very good at managing football.
That little gold kind of oblong you put on the desk.
Yeah.
Is that what they're doing in the dugout? Have they just got like a flip chart with his name written on it?
Essentially, it seems like that's what it is. Three defeats and a draw so far.
My goodness.
Not great.
Well, the man who was in charge of Birmingham before, of course, was Gary Rowett. Now, he was linked with the Swansea job. The Hull job, sorry. Hull are playing Swansea because Mike Phelan's gone.
Mm. Yeah, more than the feeling.
Oh, it's a shame.
Apparently, you can't fight the feeling.
Well, they haven't, they did.
I've got a feeling.
Well, they don't.
No.
Penis.
But according to some reports, one of the reasons for Phelan's sacking was a row over January spending.
Yeah, but I feel for Mike Warner Phelan here because he's probably never been able to do that before.
Yeah.
He's been a number two for so long. He must have been really excited about it.
Let me row over the budget.
I feel sorry for him as far as that.
I'll get messy.
Something we knew was going to happen did happen. Like, he was a caretaker manager. He won the first two games in the league. They gave him a permanent job. He didn't win again for about 3 months.
Keep him as the caretaker.
Yeah.
Did they want Watford, you know, on that that almost like a managerial rotation policy they had for a bit. They need to get that back.
The guy that Hull
probably will soon, mate.
The guy that Hull have hired now on
Silver.
The short-term deal. He must be the best manager no one's ever heard of.
I was about to say,
it's nuts, his CV.
His record is astounding. And
was he 39? Get him on the bench.
Listen to this for a feat. He delivered Sporting their first silverware in 7 years. This is the one, though. He won the Greek Super League with Olympiakos.
They beat Arsenal at the Emirates as well.
Right, we all remember. Of course, Olympiakos are a good team. They're a big team in Greece. There are other big teams there, so it's not like a one-horse race. So bear that in mind. We all know other Greek teams that are decent, right? He won the league in Greece by 30 points.
That was incredible.
They dropped 5 points all season.
That's amazing.
They won every game apart from one draw, one defeat.
He's consistently delivered when he's had his team gutted as well, which is a really good sign for a team like
Hull. Which was the side? Estoril, is it pronounced, in Portugal? Who he got promoted to the top division?
He played for Estoril, didn't he? Get Tacos de Portugal up. I don't know how you pronounce it, but it's Taca de Portugal, something like that.
No, that's the name of the cup, I think, is it?
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah. Anyway, he got a team promoted right to the top of the thing and then moved to Sporting.
Yeah.
And
But the side, though, he got promoted, consistently, like, their best finishes in the top division.
Yeah.
Because they didn't often in the top division.
It's like fourth and fifth or something like that.
Linked with a Sevilla job in the summer as well. And it's interesting. It's a bit of a, it's a huge gamble for him because, you know.
For him, not for
him. Very much so, because a reputation like that is very impressive. But that moves fairly quickly in football, doesn't it? Look at Andre Villas-Boas. I know, like, he still has a very, very good career. But, you know, at this stage in his career, everyone's looking at him and saying, oh, this guy's the next Mourinho, as they're actually genuinely saying about Silva as well. Yeah. So it is a big gamble for him to do this now. And it's bold as well, which I quite like. But
he must have been promised a fair whack of money, though, in January to sort that out.
Because he has this reputation for being a real pragmatist, doesn't he, as Mourinho did. So that's obviously another reason that he gets that comparison. And reading about that made me think that the league is basically just, it's becoming one style against another, isn't it? It's that sort of back to the wall, Big Sam style pragmatism. And obviously, we're yet to see if Silva will be quite the same as that. But the impression is certainly that that's Hull's plan to stay up. And then you've got the sort of expansive football that all of the teams are playing at the top of the league and where they're sort of dominating it. So it's the Premier League styles are just sort of split in two. And it's fascinating to watch.
I do think Hull done really well to get him. I think
they have.
I know he's taken a bit of a gamble, but he can't really fail, can he?
No. If they get relegated, he'll be off.
What was Phelan's record before? It was something like 7 points from 18 games. Mm. It was really low, so he can do the old red nap, can't he? And say, come on, I had no chance. So I think he has got a bit of wriggle room there. But you're right, it was Estoril that he took up. He finished playing for them and then managed them straight away. But the more I read about him, the more I was impressed with what he's achieved, and it'll be really good to see him operate in the Premier League.
Hull fans must think to themselves, right, we've got a chance now.
Well, he's a great appointment for what Jim said, which is that he makes teams really hard to beat, and he's really good at sort of building this sort of siege mentality stuff, which is why everyone's favourite tabloids have compared him to Jose Mourinho again, because he's young and Portuguese, and he's very handsome as well. He's put the average of handsomeness in managing the Premier League up.
Bradley's out, isn't he?
We've lost Bradley and Phelan, and we've gained Marco Silva. These are heady days.
Yeah, Paul Clement as well.
Yeah, exactly. He's tall as well. He's tall. That's a good thing. That's a good thing to be tall.
Have you ever seen FDR's son?
Where's that come from?
did someone tell you that was him in an airport, and what have you bought from him?
Google FDR's son. He is so handsome.
Right. Okay.
Or was. I don't know if he's still alive.
I'll make a note of it.
Yeah. All right. Historical hotties. Hashtag historical hotties.
Oh, Pete's favourite presidential son.
Luke, just take the moment to appreciate one of his more lucid moments.
Yeah. Can we get a commercial partner for that second? Brought to you by Dettol.
Historical hotties.
Historical hotties.
Brought to you by ancestry.co.uk.
Not presidential enough for me.
Speaking of which, Bradley has denied
Bob's Burgers. Great show.
The players refer to him as Ronald Reagan, apparently due to his old-fashioned methods.
I love that line he said. It was great.
The line he said, of course, was, trust me on this, not one of those players knows who Ronald Reagan is. It's a great response.
I love what Alan Curtis said. Alan Curtis, he's like the long-suffering assistant. Yeah.
Alan Curtis could play David Moyes in an ITV drama about his life.
Yeah, he could. He said in the press conference, I think it was either today or yesterday, when Paul Clement, because obviously Clement was announced, when Paul turned up, I told him he's better off staying at Bayern Munich, to be honest.
Love that.
Alan Curtis, speaking in official club capacity at the time.
Yeah. I tell you what, Paul
he's not
Clement,
a company man, Alan Curtis.
Paul Clement is getting the same kind of relationship with Carlo Ancelotti that Carlos Queiroz had with Sir Alex Ferguson. Yeah.
Can I mention John Gorman and Glenn Hoddle? John Gorman, there was the rumour at the time in the 90s, John Gorman used to... John Gorman was assistant to Glenn Hoddle for years. Everywhere with him, didn't he? And then he got the job at Wickham Wanderers. I think it was Wickham Wanderers.
Okay, Swindon. Right.
Might have been Swindon. A club of that... God, I don't want to get myself in trouble here. A big club, and it was leaked to the press that one of the clauses of his contract was that if Glenn came knocking, he was allowed to go.
That's nice, isn't it?
Lovely moustache as well, I think.
Carlos Queiroz was the best one, as you once said, Luke, when he went back there. Sorry, Uncle Alex, I failed again. But Clement and Ancelotti, you know, he says to his Ancelotti, you got room for me on the bench? You know, we've always got room for you on the bench.
Come on.
Nudges off like one of the subs.
Yeah.
And off he goes to Bayern Munich for a few months, you know. Lovely old job.
Terry McDermott.
I also love the way that a lot of mainstream football media just hates Paul Clement. One, because he wasn't really a player. And two, because they think that he's got this sort of PE teacher thing about him they don't really trust. Completely ignoring the fact that he's assistant manager at Ancelotti at the biggest clubs in the world for years.
Mm. The coaching equivalent of Owen Hargreaves. Who is this guy?
It really is.
This looks like it might be in danger of taking me well out of my comfort zone. I'm not comfortable with this at all.
Yeah.
He's an Englishman. He speaks another language. You can't trust it. I think we've all had enough of experts, don't you?
How long has he lived abroad? Is it over a year? Right, well then.
Not really.
Yeah.
going back to Hull, they're 6-4 at Bet365 to beat Swansea at the weekend. £10 will return us £25, including our stake.
That is a big one. That is a big one. But what is our bet of the week, Luke?
Our bet of the week, we're going back to Anfield.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go both teams to score in that game. So Plymouth to get on the score sheet. I mean, I think we all would agree that we think Liverpool are going to score, but Plymouth to get on the score sheet. So both teams to score in Liverpool from Plymouth at 5-4. So £50 will return us £90, including our stake. And proceeds, of course, go to Prostate Cancer UK. You must be over the age of 18 to bet and do gamble responsibly. And for more information, go to gambleaware.co.uk.
That's right.
Should we have a quick mention for United Reading?
Japs.
Going to Old Trafford.
He said he was looking forward to having a tactical duel with Jose Mourinho.
Well, they're in good nick, Reading, and United are probably going to rest players as well. One of the fascinating, I don't know if you guys saw this, some of the listeners may not have seen it. Do you know how many FA Cup games in a row featuring Man United have been televised?
So, oh, it's an obscene amount. So I saw it. Yeah,
there's a precedent where every single game Man United play in the FA Cup is on TV, and it's been an amount in a row. 55 games in a row, they've had an FA Cup game on TV.
Wow!
So, and bearing in mind that it is BBC, isn't it? FA Cup, so and.
BT Sports.
So I guess, but BT have only been doing it for a little while. So you've got to think that before that, BBC shouldn't be chasing ratings. They should be chasing something else.
What should they be chasing, Pete? Pete Donaldson.
They should be chasing quality, Luke Miller.
Is this a come and get me, please?
Did you hear what you just said?
Chasing Pete Donaldson.
Yeah. Did you hear what Yep
to do said? BBC's version of Take Me Out.
You don't just get Pete Donaldson, you get PD, you get Diggory, you get Donny.
You get all my geysers.
That's right. You get his house keys.
No, you don't. Boston Airport gets those.
Yeah, it's true. You need to make a cut of his house keys to make sure. Yapstam said that he gets really sick of being asked, you know, why did you leave Man United again? What happened there with you and Ferguson? Because obviously Ferguson said he regretted selling Yapstam and so on. And he said he just gets so sick. That's the thing that people keep on asking him. And he's going back to Old Trafford. Or is it Old Trafford? I forget which. He's certainly playing against
Manchester. It's Old Trafford.
It is Old Trafford. He's going back to Old Trafford.
Well, there you go. If you are one of the people that you know, creates the Man United chance, maybe they should do that all game. Just like in unison. Yap, tell us again why you ended up leaving Man United.
Yap, why'd you leave? Yap, fam, why'd you leave? Over again.
Oh, you're back. Yeah. There we are. Let's find out, Luke, what are people looking forward to on the weekend?
Yeah, I asked them. I asked some of our listeners in a tentatively new feature.
Well, sell it, why don't you?
Yeah. Well, you're back, Donaldson, so I've got to do something. So we asked people they're looking forward to this weekend of FA Cup third round. Ben Fraser got in touch. He said, I'm looking forward to QPR's annual Let's Get the Last Weekend Off in January fixture. Only haven't got past the third round twice in 15 years. Oh, and then we both, in those two times, we got knocked out in the fourth round. This year I've gone so far as to make plans for the 28th, safe in the knowledge that we won't be playing. But QPR are playing Blackburn at home this weekend, so they're in the relegation zone. So QPR have got a good chance of making it 3 in 16. So it's not, not too bad.
They'll be worried about that.
Paddy Gundry got in touch, so reminding everyone about that Aston Villa FA Cup song. Do you remember We're the Villa with the Champion?
Was that FA Cup?
That's the League Cup, Marcus.
I was about to say it was the League Cup.
I saw your famous eyebrow moving there. Yeah. You're on the same wave. That was the League Cup, Paddy. You've made a fool of yourself there.
Nobody's the champion is.
No. Yeah, they were beaten 2-1 in the final. Owen and Rooney scored, didn't
they? That's right, yeah. And Vidic should have been sent off in the first minute, I think.
That's right, absolutely. Under Martin O'Neill, wasn't it?
Yeah, Gabby Agbonlahor, I think, broke free.
Which is incredible. Gabby was a farce.
Yeah, considering he's incarcerated himself of late.
He was brought down and James Milner scored the penalty. They went a goal up after about 5 minutes and O'Neill was incensed that Vidic wasn't sent off. I remember that. Matt Briggs, as a Newcastle United fan, the annual reminder that Ronnie Radford scored a shinner against us at some point in the long distance pass.
Shinner.
And this feat was only made more memorable by the fact that John Motson commentated on it. Always gets my year off to a great start. If you think I'm bitter, then you're absolutely right.
Every VT, though. Yeah, it doesn't have to be everyone.
It's a very muddy pitch, though.
Is Ronnie Radford, that's like the greatest goal of all time, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it happened. The thing about it is, it happened in 1972.
It's a great goal.
The thing is, though, it was a very good goal on a very muddy pitch. It was in a cup upset, and, you know, very few goals were, you know, caught on TV there.
Yeah, but I did not see
everyone running on the pitch with the, you know, it was absolutely
47 years ago.
I did not see when Mkhitaryan scored that goal. Right, I didn't see the excellent Laurent Robert's excellent goal in 2000 and wherever it was.
Oh yeah,
against whoever it was, against Fulham, against your beloved Fulham.
Was it Fulham?
The dolphin flick. Disgusting.
We were talking about school bin kicks. We weren't talking about dolphin kicks and other made-up kicks.
Same thing, better.
Yeah.
It's probably, better.
Is it fair to say that it sums up being a Newcastle fan quite well when you're still able to be annoyed about a goal that someone scored against you 47 years ago?
To be fair, that Laurent Robert goal was would have been right up there with Giroud and Mkhitaryan's goal. Yeah. Mm.
Definitely just on the tier below it, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Shut your fat mouth.
Oh, that's unfair. Oh. Listen, Neil Maguire's got in touch saying, I'm excited about getting a dog on Saturday.
He should be.
We know exactly which way this feature's going to go now.
No, that's why we resisted it for ages. I know it doesn't sound like that football related, but we're picking it up from...
What isn't?
Well, do you want me to let me...
I'm going to
make you look silly.
All right.
But we're picking it up from a Berlin animal home, and they told us that it's called Bobby, and its previous owner was Bulgarian, so I'm naming him Bobby Mihailov.
Oh. Lovely.
Let's hope his hair is slightly more convincing. He says, I know Winston is the official ramble dog, but I'm happy to propose Bobby as official Ramblehund, and myself as Ramblehund myself.
I thought he was going to say, you know, he's a Blackburn Rovers fan and go down that route, but he didn't. It was nice. I liked
and
it.
And I'm going to leave you with this one. This is a genuine... call mm-hmm. we got in, and apologies to Spurs fans everywhere. Leighton Price, you know what you've done here. As a Spurs fan, I'm looking forward to the bye we've been given in the shape of Aston Villa.
Yes!
Hashtag already in the fourth round.
Love it! Mm.
That's Leighton Price, Spurs fan. Leighton Price.
Give out his phone number.
Generally, things like that don't come back to bite them in the arse. They'll be fine.
So there you Superb. Go. What he's done there is he's put that comment in a couple of hours after they've beaten Chelsea. Thought, this is how we're going. Oi, the double. You're winning the double this season. Spirit of 61.
It's so good, man. It's so good. Right. I'm looking forward to seeing Bolton versus Crystal Palace. Big Sam's back, baby.
Yeah.
Back at Bolton.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
A revisit. Old stamping ground.
But will Sammy Amiobi
we also know
whittle on his parade because he's playing for Bolton at the
and
minute.
We also know
hasn't
which...
he been recalled?
What has he?
I think he might have been recalled.
Which, that's a shame.
Which restaurant is near to Bolton, sort of?
Well, it's nearer than where we are.
Wingsies.
Yeah.
Same county.
Could this be it?
Can he resist it? Can he resist going back in there, putting a napkin on his head for old time's sake?
What do you got for me?
Yeah. I'd respect him a lot if he came out of the tunnel that game with a napkin over his head.
God, oh, don't then, ask me that.
And then chucked it in the crowd.
Love that.
That's all from what people are looking forward to next weekend. Listen, we might put it in next week as well.
Yeah. Have
a
think.
Pete, what
look
are you
forward
looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to a feast of FA Cup goals. Thank you very much, yeah. Marcus.
Looking forward to not being on a plane or in an airport.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Hang on the ground.
Ask him first because you know what he's like.
He doesn't mind it. He might go again. Yeah,
there we are. I think we should be leaving it there, everybody.
I agree.
Yes.
Thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Bet365. Jim, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Luke, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Pete, say goodbye.
Woo!
It's upset time.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.